Welcome to week number 4, and if this is week number 4, then exam number 1 is the end of this week. So we are very professorial this week. We're wearing a PhD hat on our head. Although I don't have a PhD, folks. I bought it at a secondhand clothing store in Hillcrest, the Buffalo Exchange. Anyway, so you need to be ready for the exam. There are two parts to the exam. The traditional multiple choice true-false questions, and then a second part, which has the calculations that on the worksheets that we went through in chapters 1, 2, and 3, and essay questions. Now, answer all questions. Don't leave any questions blank. My undergraduate degree was a mathematics degree, and we math students lived for partial credit. Now, don't wait until the last moment, because as we said, there are two parts of the exam, and Canvas will kick you out at the end, at the deadline. So make sure you give yourself plenty of time. Oh, what else about the exam? Check the study guides, read the announcements. You will do well. Now, assignment number two is due this week. Cash flow, net worth statements. Now, remember, the accountants use the terms income statement and balance sheet. They cringe when we say cash flow and net worth statement, but it's finance. And then don't forget your discussion forum posts. Post your own thread, your first post, by Thursday, and that will give you and your fellow students plenty of time to respond to at least two, feel free to do more, of your of fellow students' responses to fellow students' threads. Now, also, regarding the assignments, listen to the audio feedback, because there is almost always an opportunity for you to resubmit for further credit. Don't give up. Never give up, students. We want you to bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. You will amaze your friends and families and co-workers. We just know it.